the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So today, in the midst of the darkness of a fallen world, we are given the opportunity to both experience the light of Christ in ourselves and to project that light to others. And in this light, we find true life, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we commemorate the raising from the dead of our Lord's dear friend Lazarus. We must note two different perspectives of Lazarus' death. On the one hand, when the Lord Jesus hears of Lazarus' illness and subsequent death, he immediately expresses that Lazarus' illness and death is for the glory of God and that the Son of God might be glorified. Furthermore, he proclaims that Lazarus' condition is not permanent. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I go to awaken him out of sleep, he said. When the disciples questioned him on this, saying that if he is just asleep, then he will awaken, the Lord states bluntly the second perspective regarding Lazarus' condition, that being Lazarus is dead. From a divine perspective, Lazarus' condition of death was in fact merely a falling asleep, a temporary condition that would soon be rectified by God himself. But from a human perspective, Lazarus was dead. And the tragedy and finality of Lazarus' life on this earth was clearly and irrefutably put on display. Our Lord could say that Lazarus had fallen asleep because he knew exactly that even though his friend had died, that he had dominion over death. To make sure that everyone knew that Lazarus had truly died, and to expose the reality of death itself, the Lord arrives too late, too late. He was late to save him. Lazarus' sister Martha even complained to the Lord that if he had been there, her brother would have survived. Her sister Mary stated the same when she saw the Lord. Now, in the middle of all this grief, please take note of our Lord's response, because it is critical for our having the proper understanding of his view of us and our situations of life in this world, including the things that we're going through now with this coronavirus. Do you see him being condescending, distant, or dismissive? Do you see him being indifferent to the grief surrounding the death of his beloved friend, Lazarus? No, he was deeply moved by all of the grief he encountered, and he was deeply moved by his own grief over Lazarus' death. So when Jesus came to the place where Lazarus had been buried, he wept. He cried. He hurt over his friend's suffering and death. And he had great empathy as well as sympathy for his loved ones. But to make this encounter even more incomprehensible, the Lord commands that the stone covering the tomb of Lazarus be removed. Martha objected, saying that 4 days after death there would be the stench of death. As if to say, our Lord speaking, yes, Martha, according to the laws and limitations of life in this world, Lazarus will truly have the smell of death and be void of life. But I am the resurrection and the life. And he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And that is exactly what Lazarus did. The people who loved Lazarus thought that he was dead, gone forever, hopelessness. But the Lord God of all creation, the incarnate Son of God, he who would offer himself for our sins and taste death for our infirmities a short while later, Jesus Christ proclaimed the reality of his mastery over death and Satan with his raising from the dead of his friend Lazarus. This was a preview of what he would accomplish on the precious and life-giving cross for our sakes. We could say, yes, but Lazarus was his close friend. What about me? And that would be a valid question. What about me? Am I his friend too? I would say to you today, that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. He desires for you to come to know him intimately. Did he love Lazarus? Most certainly. Does he love me? Most certainly. For he made each of us and knows all there is to know about us from the inside out. He is not a respecter of persons. What he asks of us is repentance from our sins and obedience to his commandments. But as we know, he will not force himself on us. He is the light of the world and is eager to illumine the paths of our lives according to his holy will. If we entrust our lives to him and are willing to change and be conformed to his holy image, he will give us his grace, peace, and life. But the choice is ours to make each and every day. And by the way, he is never late, ever. May we be sober-minded and receptive to his love for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.